Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, colleagues. Let me join others to appreciate you, Mr. President, for providing us the draft report. We think this is a good basis for our work that can join the consensus. Mr. President, let me also welcome our new colleagues to the city. Mr. President, I think we have to be very careful when we are referring to the work of the city. Reducing the work of the city to some issues which has nothing to do with the mandate of the city is quite surprising. Mr. President, as our distinguished colleagues, the Chinese ambassador, referred to, many issues were raised during this year's session. And I can just refer to some of them, including fulfillment and implementing the mandate of the city, the threats caused by the existence of nuclear weapons, the necessity of the implementations of nuclear disarmament by nuclear weapon states, NSAs, legally binding instrument for NSAs and Perus, and some other issues. Mr. President, we can recall that on the equal participation of women and men, a draft proposal and a draft decision was submitted by the presidents, but regrettably, it wasn't acceptable for some delegations that today spoke in support of the equality of participation of men and women in the work of the city. I think no delegation is opposed to that fact. But however, that was their choice. Just a kind advice to those delegations. Please, first of all, rectify and change your own national constitutions and regulations, and then prescribe for the city the things that you are more deserved to do at your national level. Mr. President, having said that, we have sent the draft to our capitals. We are waiting for the instructions. However, my delegation is flexible and would be engaging with you and other delegations constructively in order to have a consensus report. I thank you.